You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Scott Eckersley, producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Happy to have in the studio with me this evening Julie Palmer, who's the CEO of the Capital Area Humane Society. Good evening, Julie. How are you?
Good evening. It's great to be here. I'm doing great.
Good. I'm glad to have you in the studio. So many times we've got to the phone, so I love it when people come on in the studio. Big story that hit the news yesterday and today, and wanted to follow up with you, and that's why I wanted to get in touch with you, of Tatiana, a pit bull that was found in Lansing, and we're going to follow up on her condition today. And first, tell us how you came to meet this dog.
Well, actually, we received a phone call yesterday from the individual who found her in the condition that she was. So we went right out to the scene and collected the dog and brought her back to the shelter for immediate emergency care. So that's how we met her. That's how we got involved in the situation, and we've been caring for her. Obviously, she's receiving 24 our care right now, and we've been treating her since we got her.
Now, you found her in the woods. A man came across her when he was out walking in a wooded area. Yep. In what part of the Lansing area?
Well, I believe it was off Cedar Street where he found her. By the time I got to the scene, he had retrieved the dog and brought her back to the safety of his home.
Okay.
So she was getting warmed up and being fed by the time we got on the scene. He was out walking his own dogs, and he always takes the same route every day, and the dogs dragged him off the route, and it was actually the dogs who noticed something unusual that day. Got down, and he realized there was a dog in distress, and came to her aid.
And it's hard to hear about, but I think people need to know how he found this dog and what was happening with it when he found it. And it was taped up, tied up.
Yes. I mean, the dog was bound. This was a very intentional act. Her feet were bound together. Her muzzle or her mouth was bound shut as well. She had also received traumatic head injuries, so we're not sure which came first. It's going to be hard to unravel that in the investigation. But she was in stress. She was in critical condition at that point. She was definitely in shock. She was also suffering from hypothermia. Her body was physically frozen to the ground at that point. So she had to be removed, physically removed from the ground, as well as unbound and rushed off to care.
I mean, I have chills while we're talking about it. I just can't imagine somebody doing that to an animal. And unfortunately, you hear about this more than I do and more than the public does. How is she doing today?
You know, she's made improvements since yesterday. We were very concerned when we saw her state, especially because head injuries can be very serious. Upon further evaluation, we learned that she did not sustain any skull fractures, which improves her prognosis. So despite the outward appearance of being a very serious injury, and not that it's not serious, the lack of skull fractures gives her a better prognosis. So we were encouraged by that discovery. And additionally, there don't appear to be any additional internal injuries, which we feared as well. So after evaluation, we're more optimistic than we were when we discovered her yesterday.
Well, Tatiana is a very ladylike name. She's tough, though, isn't she? She's
tough. She is. You know, she's a terrier, and she's tenacious. She has a strong will. She's a soldier. She's done great for us. We've asked a lot of her in the last 24 hours as we've gone through treatment with her. She's been patient. She's been loving. She's been affectionate towards us. So we appreciate her and how willing she is to help us get her better.
I'm telling you, looking in those eyes must be something, huh? When she's so grateful to have been through what she's been through and now to be cared for.
You know, leave it to a dog. They're so forgiving, and she is definitely been a wonderful, wonderful patient for us, and we're just so happy to be able to help her.
Well, that's the good news part of it. The bad news is, for whoever did this, there's folks looking for them.
Yeah, you know, there is definitely an investigation that's ongoing, and obviously we can't share a lot of details, but this is a serious matter. This is criminal activity, and we take it very seriously, and we are working with authorities to work out the situation and to prosecute whoever's responsible for this.
It was reported in the newspaper that there was a $500 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction. Is accurate?
Yes, that is standing. And anyone who has any information who may know Tatiana, who may recognize her, think that they may know whose dog this is, they can call the Capital Area Humane Society and report that information. And if their information leads to the arrest, they will receive that reward money.
Very good. Now, she's being cared for out there, as are a lot of wonderful pets. I took a tour. I don't know how I didn't come home with a car full of pets. And over the holidays, I talked with a representative from the Humane Society about pets at the holiday time. How did the holidays go for you, and what is the situation now with pets available for adoption?
Well, there are always pets available for adoption, and we are basically full every day. So there's no shortage for those folks wanting to adopt. Please come out to the shelter. We had a great holiday season. We ran some holiday adoption specials, and we adopted a lot of animals out in December. So that makes the year end bright for us. We'd love to see them go home for the holidays. So we had a great, great holiday season, and there's still lots of animals that need to be adopted.
If you have never been out to the facility, it's a beautiful facility with a lot of kind folks working out there and helping folks take care. Big fundraiser coming up in the spring, the Fur Ball. We always look forward to that.
You know, the Fur Ball is such a fun and unique event. We just need everybody to come out and experience it for themselves. The Fur Ball is a formal event, but you can, of course, bring your dog. And there aren't too many events where you can dress up in your finest and bring your dog along for the fun. So it's an auction. It's a live and silent auction evening. There's always entertainment. It's a very, very fun, unique event.
Very good. Well, I look forward to that. I joined the committee this year, and because of this show, I can't attend all the meetings, but I'm sure looking forward to continuing to be a part of it. Like you said, you dress up in your tux and then bring the lint roller with you because there may be some hair on it, but it's a great event to actually bring your dogs. They have a spa day while you're there, and it's a huge fundraiser for you.
Yes, it's in fact our largest fundraiser, and we rely on it to take care of the animals all throughout the year, so it's so important that people know about it and they come out. And there's a dog spa. Your dog gets massages, a special meal while you're dining your own meal. So it's fabulous.
And for more information, they can go on the website?
Absolutely. The website will have all the Fur Ball information. It also has updates on Tatiana's condition. So check us out at www.cahs-lansing.org.
And that's also where you can see the pet gallery of all the wonderful pets there that would like to go home with you.
Yes, every day.
Very good. Well, Julie Palmer, CEO of the Capital Area Humane Society, thank you for joining us and telling us about Tatiana. We'll check back in and see how her progress is going and how the progress is going at getting a hold of whoever committed this heinous act.
We're going to keep on it.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.